This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. One Epiphany Thursday. First posted January 17, 2008. John 1:29-41. Finding Jesus. Paraphrase. John the Baptist was led by the Lord to begin preaching water baptism for repentance and forgiveness of sin, to prepare Israel to receive the Messiah. People were going to him at the Jordan River. John saw Jesus coming to him and declared that Jesus was the Lamb of God, the sacrificial Passover Lamb, who takes away the sin of the world. John said that Jesus was the one who was to come after John chronologically, but who ranked before him in importance and existence. John's mission of water baptism was to reveal the Messiah, but John had not known who the Messiah was. God had promised he would give John a sign: the Holy Spirit would descend in the form of a dove and remain on the Messiah, and that Messiah was the one who would baptize with the Holy Spirit. John testified that he had seen the sign, and that Jesus was the Son of God. The next day John was talking to two of his disciples when Jesus passed by. John told the disciples to look and see the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard what John was saying, and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and asked what they thought. The disciples addressed him as Rabbi, teacher, and asked where he was staying, and Jesus invited them to come and see. They went with Jesus to where he was staying, and since it was about 4 o'clock p.m. they stayed with him. One of the disciples who had acted on John's testimony was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. He went and found Simon and told him that he had found the Messiah, Christ, both mean anointed in Hebrew and Greek, respectively. John the Baptizer was trusting and obeying God's word and God's call. He was calling people to repent and prepare for the coming Messiah, which God had promised in his word, the Bible. As John carried out God's call, God promised to reveal the Messiah to him, and when he had done so, John testified to what God had revealed to him, that Jesus was the Passover Lamb of God whose sacrifice would remove the sin of all who accept and believe in him as God's anointed Savior and only begotten Son. John testified that only Jesus would baptize with the Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34. The disciples believed John's testimony and acted on it, following behind Jesus. Jesus asked them what they wanted, and they asked to become his disciples, students, and to stay with him, and for him to be their teacher. Jesus invited them to come and see, to give it a try. Andrew immediately found his brother Simon, and told him that he had found the Messiah. Commentary: this is the gospel experience. God's word promises the coming of his anointed Savior and the baptism with the indwelling Holy Spirit. Those who trust and obey God's word are seeking his coming. The church is the heir to John's mission to call people to repent and be baptized with water for spiritual cleansing in preparation to receive the Messiah, God's anointed eternal Savior, who will baptize his disciples who trust and obey Jesus with the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 14:15-17. Christians are born again, John 3:3-5-8, disciples of Jesus Christ, Acts 11:26c, who trust and obey Jesus' teachings and have been baptized with the indwelling Holy Spirit. God has revealed Jesus to them personally by his Holy Spirit, Romans 8:9, within them, and they point to Jesus and declare that he is the Messiah, the Savior, the Lamb of God. To those who hear, believe their testimony and begin to follow Jesus, Jesus says, come and see. To come and see, we must turn from what we were doing and follow Jesus, stay with him and accept and learn to apply his teachings. As we begin to trust and obey Jesus, he will baptize us with his indwelling Holy Spirit, the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:14-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Only after the Lord has revealed himself to us through his Holy Spirit, John 14:21-23, Luke 24:45, Acts 1:4-5-8, can we testify to others that we have found the Messiah, and seek our brothers and sisters and invite them to come and see. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.